gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie will be joining you in a few minutes. I'm going to be filling in very briefly until Stephanie presents herself to us. This is David Koch. You might know me from Koch Enterprises and my company, Koch Corp. Very happy to be joined here with Chris Lavoie.
Yeah.
Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, David.
Stephanie wasn't able to make it in, so I called in. Chris was able to patch me through rather quickly, and I thank you for the lack of background check, Chris. Good guy there.
No,
just so you know, the whole situation we're looking at here, for all you liberal freedom-hating bastards out there, I had to hire a few of my rent-a mobs from FreedomWorks. We bust them over to Stephanie's house, surrounded the perimeter. Right now, they're outside with baseball bats, and they're lying down in front of the driveway, more or less to kind of prevent that little freedom-hating chippy from backing out of her garage. So I'll be filling in for a while. This is David Koch. We're going to be talking about the glorious days of union busting. We're going to be giving you a lot to think about for your weekend and reminding you to enjoy your weekend while you still have it, because once we've gotten rid of your unions, your weekends are coming back to us. How are you this morning, Mr. Lavoie?
I'm thinking about that spectacular ass on Stephanie.
Oh, let's talk about that, huh? Let me tell you something. I've had my share of them, folks. I'm David Koch. I mean, come on. I have finer chicks for hire before breakfast than most of you pansies can fantasize about. We bust them in from modeling companies. I could elaborate, but let's just say invested a lot in human cloning. Me and Charlie Sheen are putting a little family for ourselves, but that's a whole different conversation. That's Stephanie Miller. Let me tell you something. The last thing I want to do is have the Kochmeister traffic in the wrong kind of female, but I'll tell you. I'll cross over to the dark side for Miss Miller any day.
Mm.
I don't care how much she cares about working people, she's still hot.
That's right.
Are you going to confused.
Are you going to bust in some hobos?
I'm going to bust in a lot of hobos with baseball bats. We're going to crush them. We're going to crush Stephanie. Going to crush your fans. Going to crush your podcast. We're going to crush all you people in the Stephanie Miller chat room. And then we're going to crush you, Mr. Lavoie.
Yeah.
Then we're going to crush Jim Ward.
Oh.
Then we're going to find out where Edie McClurg lives and crush her. We're going to crush Hal Sparks. We're going to crush the entire posse, as you say in your little hip-hop community. Damn right.
Yeah.
David Koch. And one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of you people making fun of my little flunky there, Scott Walker.
Why?
He's a good earner. All right?
Uh-huh.
You watch what you say about my capo to tutti copy.
Okay.
He's a good little man. He does what I want. He brings me my coffee. He has the exact amount of phone when I ask for it. He's a good governor. I'll have you know, I'm tired of you Millerites calling this man a coke whore. Uh-huh. Is that what you called her, Mr. Lavoie?
Yes, yes, coke whore.
Okay, I'm a bit offended by that. First off, that's an insult to actual whores.
But that's your name.
Hang on a second now.
What?
That may be my name. But calling him a coke whore is an insult to millions of women who do depraved things out of a drug-induced stupor.
Mm, okay.
What I'm saying is the correct thing to call him is coke fiend.
Aha.
He does my dirty work.
That's right.
With a bat. I'm David Koch.
Hello, John Fugelsang.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show. Driven that gag into the ground. I'm wondering, when's someone going to call, a left-winger pretending to be George Soros? You know, why would you ever see that happen?
No, because left-wingers are a little too smart to be punked by some kid.
But not even that. It would be a crank call of someone encouraging someone to be nice to someone.
Right.
Are you protecting workers' rights? Are you helping the poor? Are you helping the poor?
And what's the fun in that?
Toppling communism. I mean, it's Soros. He's a good. I mean, Henry Kissinger could do it, I guess. This is George Soros, Mr. President. But wow, what a week it's been. And
yeah.
Forgive me for my little David Koch pantomime. My bio level is high.
Yeah.
Stephanie's driving to work right now.
Yeah. I got a call from Stephanie a few minutes before the show saying that her alarm didn't go off, and so she is on her way. She's probably listening to this right now.
Yes, that was strictly a fanciful guess, jest, if the real David Koch is listening. Of course, FreedomWorks did not bust in hobos to surround Stephanie's house and prevent her from leaving.
Because I'm sure the first thing David Koch listens to when he wakes up is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I bet it is.
Uh-huh.
I bet he does. Now that you guys are on Ustream and he can see the fine foxiness of Ms. Miller,
I bet
him and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck have a dirty little club.
Ooh.
Where they log on and drool.
Yeah, of course.
But you can't see me, unfortunately, because I'm coming to you from Steph East,
yes,
here in New York City.
Yes, from the New York Bureau of Stephanie Miller International.
There's so much to talk about on today's show, and Stephanie will be joining us very soon, kids. So don't panic not. But it's great to be back. I've been away for a while.
Where were you?
Well, last week I was in Central America, both in Honduras and El Salvador, doing stand-up for the U.S. troops down there.
Oh, very cool.
You might not have known we have troops in El Salvador and Honduras.
I thought our troops got out of there in the 80s or at least the early 90s.
They are still fighting the Guerra de Drogas, and they are still there. And it's amazing because we landed in Honduras, and we were supposed to take a military helicopter to the base about 90 miles away, and they didn't have one available, so we were taken on a van ride through the mountainside in Honduras to the base.
Wow.
The base was built by Reagan's administration in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and it's been used for the drug war, and it's all little wooden cabins. It looks like where the others lived on Lost.
Oh, wow.
It was never meant to last this long. They never really thought when they sent troops down there to fight cocaine in the 80s, they'd still be there 30 years later.
Right.
So termites are literally eating the base in Honduras.
Oh, my God.
It's a fascinating metaphor for our drug policy.
Yeah.
But great audiences. You know, I've done a few military shows now, and I was really afraid going in, like, oh, my God, I'm the arch lefty. Are they going to eat me alive? And the troops are great. There's so much political diversity of thought within the troops, and, you know, it was just a great time.
Guess who?
And is that her?
Guess who just walked in?
Hello.
Hello.
There she is. David Koch is happy to hear.
David Koch, you bastard.
Big Gal Friday.
Listen to me.
That's right, baby. I will have you kneel before the Kochmeister.
That I was stupid enough to fall for the troublemakers that you set in to make me go drinking last night.
Kneel
so that
before
I would
Zod.
Oversleep.
Kneel before Zod. I'm David Koch. I'll scrape the FDR off your dimes.
I should have known when the people pouring drinks kept saying, drink up, you labor-loving hippie.
That's right.
I should have known.
You ask for it, lady. You're always asking for it, you liberals. What with your helping the less fortunate?
Are you okay, Stephanie?
Some days, you know, you don't want to be a Coke sucker, and then you wake up and suddenly you are.
Nah, you're my little Coke fiend, baby. You'll do my bidding just like that flunky in Wisconsin.
Are we still in the skit, or should we?
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. Oh, I couldn't tell. I was not since the last time I was late, and I screamed the F word when I hit the parking garage arm.
Gate. Yeah.
Yeah. Podcasters got a little something extra there. Enjoy.
Yeah, they did.
Let's welcome Stephanie to her own show, folks.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
You know what we didn't play for John?
You know what I almost did?
What?
I almost did a Charlie Sheen on my own show. I almost called in with a rambling, drunken interview.
Oh, you should have.
Listen, Chris Lavoie is a bastard. What else did he call his employers?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some Jewish people you can insult.
Oh, said that he was his employers were going to go home to their ugly wives and have their ugly children look at them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to call in with a little rant like that. Mm-hmm. About
I tell you, they got to fire him from the show and just call it Two Men.
I was going to make anti-Semitic smears against Chris, and he's not Jewish.
No.
But just, you know.
He's a liberal bastard, though.
For the skit of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie Sheen, you know, it's so sad. He's got so much nepotism to live for still.
I know. Yes, John, you can confirm this, that I have to now go back to my regularly scheduled life of being an elderly shut-in. I attempted going out and seeing humans on a weeknight, and it does not work, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for me going back to my regularly scheduled loserdom.
Where
this
did you go last
in New York.
Night?
John Fugelsang and his wife, they made efforts to try to get me out.
And you didn't. And the show started at 9 on the
That's
East
That's exactly
Coast.
Why it didn't start. You weren't getting up with the Amish.
Yes, I went out. I went out with humans, and that is not a good idea for me, see?
Oh, Steph.
Drinks?
Hello. You're okay. Talking to me.
We're trying to guess how many groupies you had to step over to get out of your house.
It was a lot. Yeah, that's what it is mostly. Well, I scheduled that time in anyway, John. That's a
of
given.
Of course, groupie time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a given that I need to get by the groupies. All right. So, good morning,
good morning.
Everybody.
So welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show.
You have not prepared a lick for this show, have you?
Do you do that? Have you ever done that, John, where I think it's my old eyes that I reading glasses, I just, you blink like 5 times hoping that the clock will say something different?
Yes.
I just
when that happens, I just pretend I'm David Koch and run the joke into the ground.
Yeah. So
I was really enjoying your little skit, I must say.
Oh.
Well, I was just going to talk about Mika. You came in at the good part.
Thank you for the comments on my ass. I'm no Mika Brzezinski, but thank you, Chris.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You do have a spectacular
ass. You got ass for days.
Yes,
put a week on
this
it.
This fine piece of ass shows up for work when my ass gets commented on when I'm not here, Mika.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right. So what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I'm sleepy.
You're not prepared for today's show, are you?
No. Have I started my show prep? No.
Oh, God, no.
No. For God's sakes.
Now you know how John Boehner feels in the mornings.
My head.
Seriously, it's one of those I don't know if I didn't set the alarm or I turned it off. I don't really.
You were too drunk to set it. I'm sure that's what happened.
That might have been it.
That's probably what happened. Or the dogs might have done it. Mm.
Although, John, you know our friend from Betty. It was her 50th birthday, and she has survived breast cancer. And so I had to go, and it was a great time was had by all. And she's in from New York. She's having a big 50th in New York that I can't make. So I had to, and see, this is what happens.
If that's not a reason to destroy your brain cells and insult your audience, I can't think of a better one, Steph. Really,
thank you, John.
Good on you. Good on you, baby.
More excuses than a Charlie Sheen interview.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna hear it else is why I'm late and unprepared.
Okay. Boy, today's going to be a show.
Oh,
woo!
Yes.
Let me just read the bullet points the producer Chris has put together here to see what's happening. What? What's happening in Madison? Why wasn't I told? What? Something's happening in Libya?
Barely anything, Steph.
And something's happening with Charlie Sheen. That even made your bullet points.
You know what?
List.
If he was really funny, John, people think he would have made up bullet points, stuff that's totally untrue, just to see if I would read them.
That's what I would have done with my printer here in New York.
Like the little Coke puppet that I am. I would just report things that completely didn't happen. They'll be like, it's a prank show prep sheet.
I am not
that's what
that
you liberals
kind of
do anyway.
Pardon me?
I'm not that kind of producer. I actually care about the show.
We're not prank-based here, John Fugelsang.
No. I'm very impressed that you do have one staffer who cares about the broadcast. It's kind of funny. It's so old media of you.
I know. And Rebecca really cares about the broadcast.
Thank
God. She
does,
just not the people who call up to talk to her.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, she hates all of you folks. You don't even know.
Shush. She does not. See? All right. Thank God I went to Evelyn Wood. Let's take a brief break while I read my entire day's show prep. And then we will continue.
Oh, boy.
Thank God it's Friday. John's here to...
wish us luck.
17 minutes after the hour. Back with more Fridays with Fugelsang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, baby. I get it.
Happy Betty?
Yes, Betty. That's the official girl group of the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy 50th birthday to Elizabeth. I was just partying with her last night. That's on late, everybody. Sorry about that. Oh, me and meeting other humans that I haven't met before outside of my home is just, very befuddling for Grandma.
Yeah.
Back in the institution, Steph called that community exposure.
Exactly. and, you know, the nice people, the people in the coats, you know, they went slowly with that.
Blanche, it's time to go.
Whoever you are, I've always depended on the adoration of strangers. The complete validation and acceptance of strangers.
And this totally sums up my social life. Chris, you'll understand this.
Yeah.
Guess who I end up talking to most of the night?
Who?
Two gay guys who love me. Who are my
What's
new best friends.
That?
We exchange numbers. And
what's wrong with that?
Other than that, I'm kind of awkward and shy.
Who are you supposed
socially.
To talk to? Lame L.A. straight guys? Who are you supposed to talk to?
Wait a minute. You exchanged numbers with some strangers who just happened to be fans of the show?
Yes. Well, they were at the party. They know people I know.
Oh, okay. So it's not like the people at the table next door.
Listen, if you can come hike with me and my dogs, I'll give anybody my number.
Oh. Great.
You heard it here, stalkers.
I'm very lonely.
Trench coat not required to join
Steph. Like 75 people outside my house in hiking gear tomorrow. I was just kidding.
Yeah,
it's a skit.
The chat room is loving that. They want your number.
Mama's lonely.
Oh.
It sounds like you had a very good time, what? Stephanie.
For me, listen, it's overwhelming. I'm unable to function in the rest of my life when that happens. Mike and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Everybody's listening going, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike and Madison.
I'd like you to touch base on a topic that has been only touched a little bit here that most people outside of the state of Wisconsin don't know about, is the fact that the Koch brothers have a lobbying office here in Madison,
right.
Wisconsin.
I know.
We've covered that.
Yeah, but this no-bid contract, no one has actually covered this a whole lot. I think this is a really important subject that Scott Walker's proposing, this zero-bid contract, which means he automatically, once it passes, he gets to give the money away to the Koch brothers and have them run. Now,
and Koch has already run ads advertising, you know, positions for hire for those plants that apparently, they don't even
and
have
it
yet.
It proves they're not capitalists.
Mike, don't you love this part of the story? Is even with the prank call, you kind of go, you know what, maybe not so fast, Governor Walker. Maybe things aren't going to go exactly as you and your buddies planned. I mean,
no one's making a big deal out of this, though, and I think this is a really, really, really big deal. Wisconsin has a lot of rules in place with our government.
Well, Mike, you know what? There's
utilities.
There's a lot of things that are a big deal, and as funny as this prank call is, there's a lot of it that's not funny.
Yeah.
That obviously your mayor and your police chief have talked about.
Exactly.
That, you know, the police chief has said, "Look, I'd like a little more explanation as to exactly what you meant by you were thinking of putting troublemakers into the crowd." I mean, John, I'm not a, you know, again, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going...
But you are a conspiracy theorist.
No, I'm not, but I mean, I literally feel like he should resign. I'm like,
You know what?
I mean, do
I
people
think
really
that...
get what he was admitting to? I mean, that's obviously why the mayor, the police chief, people are like, what is... A governor of a state is admitting on tape? I mean, when you
think
the mind reels when you think about it. Have you seen how many kids are out there?
Yeah.
It's incredible, and I think a lot of folks in the major news media were looking for the smoking gun. What's the real outrageous thing he said? And he didn't really say anything. It seemed like a benign prank until you look at what he didn't say. Like, he didn't mention there was a financial crisis at all. And when you realize with these no-bid contracts, the guy's not a capitalist. It's all cronyism. If anybody wanted a reason to start a recall movement, you got the police union recanting their endorsement of the guy.
By the way,
get a serious recall movement against Walker now.
John, don't you love the spin that they try to take? Like, oh, I didn't say anything in private. I don't say in public. What? You said exactly the opposite in private of what you say in public.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's what he didn't say in private. Because in public, it's all about disaster, these unions.
That's the problem. It's almost like, talk about more evidence that God is a Democrat. I mean... You can't have any better evidence than this phone call. I mean, we've never had a test case like this where you've heard. I mean, you literally would think this is out of a left-wing conspiracy handbook. It's like, really? You have a Koch brother, someone he thinks is a Koch brother on the phone with the governor, literally casually discussing crushing unions? You're absolutely right, John. Nothing about the budget.
There was no mention of financial crisis because it's not about financial crisis. And you know what? They want Governor Walker should thank the Tea Party for actually believing that collective bargaining hurts a deficit, but tax cuts for the wealthy don't do anything to it.
Well, and also admitting, I'm not going to negotiate. This is what our democracy has come to. I'm not actually going to be negotiating. I'm just going to be pretending.
Yeah.
This
I'm going to lie to them.
This is a trick to get them back in here, and then we're going to lock their paychecks in the It's like, what?
Yep. And this is the guy that's going to try and shut down the state next week. And, you know, I wasn't mad at the trickle-down or the unpaid-for wars or NAFTA deregulation, the Wall Street fraud, but public sector unions, that hurts the economy.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with his budget crisis, and he outed himself for it with this phone call.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, Wisconsin taxpayers, is that what you paid for? Is that that's what you were hoping for in you know, governance in your state? I mean, that's not even, I mean, where do you go from here, John? How would you ever convince people that you are actually negotiating in good faith the way we're supposed to in a democracy?
He never will, and that's why the funniest thing will be when this guy runs for re-election and tries to collectively bargain with all his voters.
Yeah, as someone pointed out yesterday, very good point, he's the only people he's collectively bargaining with are the other Republican brothers, you know, governors and the Koch brothers, proving that it does work.
He wanted to be a symbol of a movement, and he's going to be.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. 9 minutes after the hour, we continue more Fridays with Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wednesday morning was guys' night, so we were playing our favorite drinking game. We watched
Stephanie Miller.
And whenever anything gay happens, we all take a shot.
34 minutes after the hour, we continue Fridays with Fugelsang. John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau of Stephanie Miller.
I played the same game when I watched the 300.
Yeah.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Wow, looking at this news out of Nevada. Not only are you either Republicans being forced to admit they are coke whores, or they are whores themselves, or they are for the whores. John Ensign, for the whores. He literally... yes, John Ensign sides with hookers against Harry Reid, is the headline.
I don't know why Harry Reid brought that up.
Yeah, well, I don't. John Ensign may want to stay out of any sort of sex-related thing, but he decided not to. has John Ensign found a way to boost his lagging re-election campaign? He has officially come out against his colleague Harry Reid's call to outlaw prostitution in Nevada. Hmm. I love this. Ensign's position more than a little surprising, considering he's still facing political fallout about the unpleasantness, the affair and the payoff.
Yeah,
and that whole thing that seemed really completely illegal, but they're still investigating, as they have to
do. So he paid someone off because he was having sex?
Apparently.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he paid off someone's parents because he was having sex.
Yeah.
Or rather, his parents paid off the family.
That's right. Yes. That was sordid. That was.
Can
just...
I just even George Bush's parents never paid somebody off to keep quiet. That was weak. And now what am I going to do?
Although we don't know what's buried outside Lubbock, but, you know, listen.
Well, where do we stand on decriminalizing prostitution in Nevada, kids?
I don't think it should be decriminalized.
I'm with John Ensign and the horse.
I am too.
Yeah.
I think legalize, regulate, and tax it.
Absolutely.
And protect these women.
I'm more concerned about the whore in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Do they tax it in Nevada?
That insults whores.
Yes.
I think that perhaps they do in the counties that allow it.
Clark
Las
County.
Las Vegas County doesn't legally allow prostitution.
Right.
So the other breaking story out of Wisconsin, I'm sure you saw it. How stupid and bullying and heavy-handed is this? He sent troopers to the home of the Wisconsin Democrats, who he knows are not there.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
And the troopers can't arrest them or physically bring them back. All they can do is just ask, hey, would you mind coming back?
You've got the Democratic legislators' kids crying and scared, and they're showing up outside their house. I mean, it's like, come on.
But think of all the sexual gratification that gave his base. You know, that's what it's about. Uh-huh. It's about making his supporters happy.
Okay. Let's go to Roz in Atlanta. Hi, Roz.
Oh, hey. You know you're dealing with a bunch of arrogant SOBs when they spell their name K-O-C-H and pronounce it Coke.
Isn't that the same spelling as Ed Koch?
Well, I think it is, and it rhymes with crotch, and they probably got razzed by it in prep school. It reminds me of the little brick com lady, and her name's spelled B-U-C-K, Bucket, and she makes everybody call her Bouquet.
That's that old joke about Sade, the singer.
Yeah.
If she was, she'd be Sadie if she were not a fancy singer. All right. Don, my right-wing love muffin in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Don.
Hello, good morning. I would think that since the unions are basically just the political action committee for the Democratic Party. That
actually, sir, there are Republicans that are in unions, you know. They're not entirely...
But all those Republicans and conservatives have to watch their money go to... Basically, when you get out the vote, it's all about the Democrats getting in office. So if they turned it around and started voting for Republicans, I think that your show and the other ones on WCPT here in Chicago would be railing against the unions. Get rid of the unions. They're tools for the Republicans, blah, 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 blah.
No, sir. The Democratic Party, regardless of what you think of it, has always fought for the working person in this country. I mean, and the other thing is, what's the deal with trying to split the taxpayers and union people? Union people do pay taxes, you know. They're also taxpayers.
I'm very supportive of the union. I was and was going to go to Wisconsin. I completely oppose what this guy did in Wisconsin and break up the union.
Oh.
I'm just saying that I don't think that you guys would be so union if they were against what you were.
But Don, you're making a hypothetical that doesn't really make sense because pretty much everything the Democratic Party, whether you believe, and I understand people have honest differences with what, you know, different parties stand for. That's why they are there of one party or the other. But I'm just saying that would be being anti-labor would be antithetical for everything the Democratic Party has always stood for.
Yeah, but if you go to those websites of the unions, you see the rainbow flags, and you see pro-choice. Mm. I mean, you see all the little trappings of only the left. And, you know, I'm just saying...
Oh, believe me, right-wingers fly rainbow flags, too.
But respectfully, sir, why do you think unions
don't support
the Republican Party?
Are you talking about Ken Melman's website?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I think that you guys would turn against the unions if they started electing even moderate Republicans or conservative Republicans. And it is just tool. It is just a mechanism for the Democratic Party. Look at Harry Reid.
Well, Don, I don't understand. I mean, obviously, like-minded people tend to be for the same things. I mean, does that surprise you that, you know, a group that's for workers' rights would be for rights for everybody, whether it's gay people or, you know, or women? I mean, why would that be surprising?
Well, I mean, I'll bet there's a large percentage of union members, people that basically you have to be a union member in a union shop, that are conservative Christians.
Yes, there are Republicans in unions. That's what I'm saying. They fight for all workers' rights, regardless of your political persuasion.
Jews are going to elect Democrats who are just leftists and basically anti-Christian Democrats.
Wait a minute. Go back. All Democrats are anti. A lot of Democrats are Christian.
No, I mean, there's. I'm saying that there's money going to pro-choice, pro-abortion Democrats, pro-gay rights Democrats.
Sir, Don, nobody is pro-abortion. You know, nobody likes abortion.
Right.
I think most people believe in what Bill Clinton said, they should be, you know, safe, rare, and legal. I mean, nobody wants them. Nobody is for them. They are for a woman's right to choose.
Yes, 99.9% of abortions are nothing more than a birth control. So
where did you pull that statistic out of? Really?
How about reality? How about reality here in the Chicagoland area? People are not having abortions because their dad had sex with them or they got raped in a park. They're having it because they don't want to have a child. So, I mean, you're pro-abortion is pro-abortion.
I see. So 99% of people are just skipping to the abortion clinic. They couldn't be happier. It's just kind of another stop after a night out. Is that it?
Why is it so prevalent if they're not skipping to the abortion clinic? That's a good way of phrasing it, actually.
Don, do women who have abortions deserve to go to jail?
Well, of course not.
Doctors who perform abortions deserve to go to jail?
It's the law right now that abortions are legal, so that's a moot point.
So why are you calling them unchristian?
Pardon me?
Why are you calling them
unchristian? I don't understand. Don, I thought Republicans were supposed to be the party of, you know, you want the government out of people's lives. You really want the government in your most private medical decisions? I mean, who are you to say what the reason is why a woman chooses not to?
I want my government out of killing unborn children. You're right. I want it out of our lives.
Your government doesn't do that, sir.
Okay. All right, Don. Thank you. We've hit the... Once you hit the abortion roadblock, there's no...
I actually put a gag on myself for the entire thing.
I know.
But so you were very beautiful and caring with him, Steph.
Chris, you and I have had this conversation.
Sure.
I mean, here's the other thing that I hate when people paint with a broad brush. I know some of the most committed, unbelievable loyal Democrats that are fervently anti-choice, fervently pro-life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I get it. I get it. It's a very emotional issue, but it's, you know...
And you know what? Let's be honest.
To phrase it like he just did, I think is unfair.
That was vulgar. And there are also many Christian Democrats who don't like abortion, but don't like abortion being outlawed even worse because they know how bad that'll be.
Yeah,
there's many who would never do it and don't support it, but they support the abortion rights for women.
And you can be anti-abortion and still be pro-choice.
Here's another in the wake of the DOMA decision. Do you realize there are some people that support gay people that are not gay?
What? Oh my God!
Yes. Support a person's right to be gay, even if they think it's wrong.
And there are gay Republicans.
What? No.
Yes.
This is too
Lots
much
of them.
For one segment.
Way too many of them, actually.
See, this is what happens when I'm late. I wasn't told any of this. Breaking news.
That's why
morning.
You should never be late again, Missy.
Sue in Rockville on our friend Don. Hello, Sue.
Hey, good day. Okay,
hello.
First of all, second thing first.
Good day.
When men agree to outlaw all vasectomies and all erectile dysfunction drugs
and
just leave it to God, they have the right to tell me as a woman what to do with my body. So tell that guy to STF you on that totally.
Oh,
if he doesn't
my.
Believe in abortion, don't have one. But until they... Until
yes, if you don't believe
do
in
that,
being gay, then don't be gay. That's our feeling.
If men feel so strongly that what God's will is God's will, then God's will says if you can't get it up, sorry, you shouldn't procreate. And if you can't, and you should never have a vasectomy.
Don has awakened the feminist, the sleeping feminist giant.
Number two, Stephanie, more importantly, when Republicans and this extinct species of moderate or liberal Republicans espouse the same pro-family, pro-working class families, like my former Congresswoman, Connie Morella, who was a wonderful Congresswoman, a Republican from Maryland, who we voted for over and over again, and they're pro working class people, then we vote for them. We're not some jerk. We're not fools. We're not tools like that guy who only has one way to look at things.
Right. Well, and I'm just saying, it's just a paint with that same brush. Like, I just I hate that. It's like, oh, no Democrats are Christians, or no Democrats are pro-life, or no, it's... You know, there's a lot more gray areas in life than people are comfortable with sometimes.
Or you know what really bothers me is that only conservatives can be patriots.
Yeah.
That really bothers me.
Yeah.
That's so bad at a point, if I see somebody with an eagle on their profile, I get scared.
Yeah.
But you know what? The big lie here also is that the Republican Party cares about abortion. The Republican Party doesn't give a damn about abortion. They use it as a fundraising mechanism. Yeah. You know, they voted to defund Planned Parenthood last week because in the House, because they knew the Senate would override it. They had 6 years where they controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House, where they could have really defunded Planned Parenthood, but they didn't. It was just a show for the base.
Yeah, but you know, John, all that being said, what's going on in Kansas is truly terrifying, and that's why I'm glad, you know, Rachel Maddow is one of the only people shining a spotlight on it.
Mm-hmm, she really is.
All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
This is way out of hand, like I'm so sure. What do you mean? Check the guest list again, Mr. Bouncerhead and Muckle Man.
Stephanie Miller.
Playing the hits. 50 minutes after the hour. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fridays with Fugle Sang continues apace.
Good morning.
1-800. Steph 1-2. The
we're glad to have you back.
Oh,
we
missed
you. I missed you guys so much. I was in Boston doing right-wing radio 2 weeks ago, and then I was in Honduras y El Salvador last week performing for the troops on the drug war.
Oh, good for you. I have to schedule my, being late and unprepared for Fridays, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can,
or at least Wednesdays.
So you can continue to paint the fence for free.
Yeah.
That'll be good. I'll remember to write my ad-libs more for Fridays.
All right. A Wisconsin State Democratic senator.
Still overwhelmingly, at least in my part of the state, people are very, very positive in what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, I mean, John, you've seen the polls, right? I mean, I'm telling you, this is what's happening, is public opinion is just breaking more and more in favor of the protesters, of the workers.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been this proud as to be an American since they elected Obama. It's really great to see Americans waking up, and there's things going on here besides Snooki on the bestseller list.
Yeah. Well, I was saying, what a prank call might save the Republic. Who knew? Thank you.
It really, really could.
Thank you, prank caller. That's an old DJ trick, for God's sakes.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? The greatest thing about this prank call is more Americans know who David Koch is now than ever would have before. You know, the Koch brothers are
That's what I was saying, is people go, oh, that's just some left-wing conspiracy. Oh, yeah, right. The Koch brothers are behind everything.
You know,
people
who aren't Glenn Beck watchers don't know who George Soros is, you know?
Right.
And George Soros, Chris and I were saying, who could he crank call? He would call someone and tell them to be nicer to working people?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be much of a prank.
All right. Michael in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You know, since there's so much, excuse my throat, so much going on in Wisconsin, I thought you might have missed some other news this week, and I have some. And if I could, I was going to start with the assistant or the deputy attorney general in Indiana, but because of that last caller before Sue in Rockville, can I mention this Georgia Republican and him wanting to take away rights and then move on from there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the Georgia legislature, Republican House member, introduced a law that would very efficiently take away rights for women. If you remember Bob Franklin, he was a Republican who introduced a bill to change a victim of rape to be known as an accuser instead. His new bill would allow people to get prosecuted for prenatal murder. For having an abortion.
I mean, Mike, you're right. Are we really back here? Are we really like, she was wearing a short skirt.
It's
clearly
crazy.
She, you know, had it coming.
And not only that, a woman who had a miscarriage would be subject to an investigation as if she's guilty until found innocent.
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening. In Kansas, this guy that they're investigating, invaded the private medical records, all these women trying to find their names and addresses. And John, you asked the question, but you're absolutely right. People want to make women criminals. I mean, and you're exactly right. Unless you think women and doctors should go to prison for this, then,
Anyway. This is the question we have to ask all of our Republican friends and coworkers and loved ones and neighbors. Do you think women who terminate pregnancies deserve prison? Do the men who pay for these abortions deserve prison? Do the doctors who perform them deserve prison?
Yeah.
Because that's what we're talking about.
Karen in Wisconsin. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning to you. If you and the listeners have not seen how the assembly passed the bill this morning at 1 a.m.
Yeah, for those of you, by the way, that don't know, the assembly passed the bill. Obviously, the Senate still has not. The 14 missing Democratic senators are still missing, but the assembly did it. So go ahead.
But did you see the video of how they did it? They did it. There was just utter chaos. Utter chaos. It wasn't a vote by vote. It was yays and nays. You have to see it. It's unbelievable that they are saying that the bill passed that way. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Please encourage your listeners to watch it because they will see the farce that is happening up here. This is an absolute joke.
Yep, absolutely. Another Wisconsin State, actually Wisconsin State Assemblyman, Peter Barca, a Democrat.
They said that either you compromise and take back some of these amendments, or we're going to use our authority under the rules to shut you down.
Wow. And these guys have already made so many concessions to
begin
with.
By the way, all the screaming about Obamacare and, oh, we rammed this through. And blah, do you know what I mean? There were hundreds of Republican amendments, and they accepted how many, Chris? I don't, we can find the number quickly. But I think they accepted, like, John, maybe 100-something of them. And we debated health care for a year and a half. No, that's ramming it through. I mean, I know. So this is that, and that's the difference. So it really is only different when Democrats, I guess, trying to make amendments.
Well, I think every American deserves to know where their congressmen and senators and governors stand on this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'll notice there's not a lot of Republicans rushing to Walker's side. There are a few, you know, I Stand with Scott websites popping up. But, you know, you really haven't
funded
seen
by
that
the
many
Koch
big
brothers.
Right. Of course.
Yes. No, literally. Yeah.
What's it going to take to convince American Republicans that their party works for the upper 2%? And that's why Teddy Roosevelt quit 100 years ago.
Bill,
the Matrix.
Bill
take
in
the blue pill.
Bill in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Stephanie. I'd like to be the official preacher's kid for Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you.
Yes, my dad was an Assembly of God pastor for 45 years in the same church. And I'll tell you, if I would have been governor of Illinois and pulled the stunt that this preacher's kid's pulling in Wisconsin, he would have grabbed me by my neck and pulled me aside and said, you don't do this to working people. Because my dad was a union member for 50 years in the sheet metal workers union, and he wouldn't have tolerated me pulling
the stunt. Wow, he was a union member and he believed in God. That's so puzzling.
He worked full-time as a sheet metal worker. And he pastored a church full-time, never took a check from the church at all. Small congregation, but he knew the difference between spiritual and working.
Yeah.
And he could combine the both. And this is an absolute crime that this guy is doing this to the people of Wisconsin. His parents should be ashamed of him, and they should come out and say so.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. What a nice time they did. The ecclesiastical MOOC is here.
That's right.
To make such
and
points.
I would point out, Jesus started the first union, and women had equal standing. There were three of them.
By the way, speaking of women wanting to get religious with you, John, I had to listen all the way home in the car. My friend has the biggest crush on you, on and on about what
a beautiful
man you are.
Does she
want to
get religious with me, or does she want to get biblical with me? Because I prefer that.
Oh,
well,
Lord.
I don't know. And telling everyone else in the bar, for God's sakes. Have you seen him? He's beautiful.
Well,
blah, 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 smart, funny, nice, blah, 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 so beautiful, love him.
Wow.
I'm sure John's wife thinks he's beautiful, too.
No, I wanted to tell my wife.
James in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, James.
Thank you. A couple things. This goes back before about the guy commenting on abortion. Number one, it's not it's pro-life. It's really, it's anti-choice. I mean, that's pretty much what these people are. Number two, I like to see this guy. I have a dilemma for this guy. I like to see him go to a burning fertility clinic and say there's a four-year-old girl inside and there's about 50 eggs and fertilized eggs. See which one he's going to try and save first.
Yeah.
The final is in the state of Virginia. I don't know if you guys know this. This passed under the radar. It was a little blip on the Washington Post. Both the Senate and the state Congress voted to make the forced clinics that perform abortions to be regulated and scrutinized like hospitals. So they're going to have to push huge, like, things they have to do, like improvements and cafeterias. And basically, they're going to put, like, 17 out of the 21 clinics in the state out of business.
I know. It's a little terrifying what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Our buddy, President Joe Hansen of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, coming up next. We got that Right Wing World. Much more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Friday, everybody. John Fugelsang in our New York Bureau is Fridays with Fugelsang continues. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. All right. Obviously, lots going on in Wisconsin and around the country. And so I wanted someone that was a former meat cutter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous just talking about that job. He is now the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. My friend Joe Hansen joins us now. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I wonder how many injuries you got on your fingers.
I have all my fingers, all my toes, 11 and a half years of good hard work.
That's right.
It was a union job. I was able to raise 4 kids, send them to college, and things were good. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got to get your take, Joe, on what's going on, because this is really, I have to say, I think become something that nobody could really envision, how this is spreading state to state and you know, the effect of even this prank call on all of this. What's your take on what's happening?
Well, it'd probably take us a couple hours to give you the full take on the whole thing. I'm very well connected with Wisconsin. I have 2 daughters that teach in Milwaukee and have been active in Madison, and they're going back tomorrow. It's absolutely a war on workers. There's no other way to say it. They're hiding behind the budget numbers. The unions have already conceded that they're willing to negotiate on this, but it's to take away the right of workers. And the public employees are the focus right now, but the private sector are next. Mm-hmm. And you know, individuals just cannot stand up to these big bosses. That's why we group together in unions, so we're at least on equal footing. And this is it.
I've spoken to you guys, and I mean, just a nicer, harder working group of folks I've never met. And I mean, to have to turn on the radio and hear Rush Limbaugh call, you know, workers a bunch of freeloaders, and this thing lately, Joe, of them trying to pit like the taxpayers against the unions. It's like, hey, guess what? Union members are taxpayers. You know, they're Americans just like you. I mean, it really is such a divide and conquer strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's obviously all that, and Limbaugh and that crowd doesn't even want to look at how this was all caused. It wasn't caused by the teachers. So not only teachers these days, you know, they're taking care of the kids as parents or disciplinarians. You know, they're doing God's work, and for not a hell of a lot of money. And the teachers in Wisconsin have given up wage increases for the last 6 years so that they can maintain their benefits while they pay for part of them, too. So
Joe,
it's absolutely BS what they're saying.
That's what I've been talking about a lot that really irks me, is I think, you know, anybody that's been in any negotiation of any kind can understand. You made certain concessions saying, okay, well, you're going to get this later. We're the ones that are breaking our promises to these people. And in many cases, because they've done risky things with the pension funds, again, no fault of the workers.
Yeah.
And now the workers are even saying, okay, we get it. Now it's, you know, not there anymore, so we'll take these concessions. And even that's not good enough for Governor Walker.
No, well, it's not only Governor Walker. You know, Wisconsin, again, is the focus. But, I think that the chamber and the Right to Work Committee for the Right to Work for Less Committee and a bunch of radical right wings seized their chance last November. They got a couple fools like Walker and Kasich and some of that, and Christie probably in New Jersey out leading the charge. And it's just, it is absolutely trying to make sure there is no middle class again. And, again, the division of wealth in this country country, and I think you're going to see it on the federal level here in the next week or so,
yeah,
whether we have a federal shutdown or not. So it's
it's
a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And workers are mad. They get it. Workers
yeah.
are smart, you know, and they're going to stand up. They're standing up in Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, New Jersey tomorrow, and other places. So it's...
And the more that's exposed, Joe, I mean, obviously you've seen the polling, the more public opinion is turning our way. I mean, it's here's the other thing is I know you haven't turned on ever a right-wing radio show and heard the word union without the word thug right
yeah.
after it. And now here we have, you know, you have the mayor of Madison and the police chief saying, you know, I'd really like an explanation from Governor Walker what he meant about putting some troublemakers into the crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actionable or not, Joe, but I mean, I guess that shows who the real thugs are, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does, and it just, this is not the country that I grew up in, where politicians from both parties used to care about the country, not about their political agenda, and that's exactly what's going on here. So it's, the real thugs are the Walker and that ilk right now.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't the mind reel, Joe? You think, what if someone had been hurt? You know, what if a kid? You have people. Who's this guy in a Republican in Indiana joking about? Oh, we should use live ammunition mm-hmm. on the protest. I mean, it's like this is not a joke.
Well, to say stuff like that, and I'm old enough that I went through Kent State, and
yeah.
if they want to split the country right down the middle, that's what they ought to be doing. Then, this is just asinine.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, it's my show. You've heard it.
Okay. Yeah. Worse than that, or better than that.
Well, Joe, where do you think we stand here? Because I, as you know, like to be hopeful, and I keep quoting a organizer in Madison who said, for $1 million, we couldn't have taught kids this much about solidarity and workers' rights and whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, have they woken the sleeping giant that elected this president?
I'm not sure we're fully awake, but I think we're getting there, and I think every day it gets a little better. I just picked up the Washington Post, who is not Labor's friend, and they're even calling on Walker that, hey, you better compromise here. Take away the people's right to bargain. So I think it is building. There's some common sense that's coming through here that as the real facts come out. And that part is a good thing, and we need more of these fights. People got to wake up. Too many of the people didn't go to the polls last November. That's why
exactly.
we're in this mess.
Yeah.
Or else they took a special interest thing. I'm going to cut my taxes. I don't know when the hell it became a sin to talk about tax increases for legitimate objects. We got this massive defensive budget where
right.
we're getting our people killed in Afghanistan and places like that where we ought to get the hell out, and nobody wants to touch that. So
we got to get
a little backbone in some of our leaders also.
Yeah, here's the thing, the story, Joe, that struck me, for our friends over at UAW and elsewhere. I mean, General Motors, which of course nearly collapsed, said Thursday it earned $4.7 billion in 2010.
Yeah.
You want to hear a quote from June of 2009? Does anyone really believe that politicians and bureaucrats in Washington can successfully steer a multinational corporation to economic viability? That was
mm-hmm.
John Boehner.
Right.
2009.
It's like, well, guess what the answer is.
Yeah, now there's thousands of workers with good jobs. They took concessions. They knew what they had to do.
Thank you. That was going to be my point.
But they did it with
their union. Yeah.
And it's crazy.
And, I look at it in Ohio, Joe. Workers have taken, I forget, I had the number in front of me yesterday, but I don't know how many pay cuts in the last 9 years? Several.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the spin on this that, oh, it's these greedy unions, is just completely the opposite of what the truth is out there.
You're absolutely right.
Joe, where do we go from here? How do you see this playing out?
Well, I think everybody's energized. Everybody in the labor movement is obviously energized, even though we have a little bit of division on other things. We have a unified labor movement, the teachers, AFL-CIO, Change the Wind, all the big international unions, we're all in this. But it is actually, it's kind of a bottom-up thing. It's the workers. It's not all union workers that are there also,
Okay.
And it is spreading. And quite frankly, the unions are not going to take a back seat here. We're going to help spread it because the facts are on our side. This is a moral fight.
Yeah.
This is about what happens to our country.
Joe, you are fighting the good fight, and we love you over there at the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Thanks for taking time for us.
Anytime, Stephanie.
All right. There he goes. President Joe Hanson. He still has all his fingers. It just makes me nervous even watching people cut meat. I'm just like,
You know why he has all of his fingers?
Because of union safety
rules. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
That's exactly why.
And my dad was a non-union butcher and lost a finger.
Really?
That's true.
What, so did Ron Emanuel. Right, so he was a brother and a butcher?
He was a butcher yes. before he was a brother.
Yes.
Wow.
He lost a finger and someone had a really screwed up hot dog at Coney Island.
Oh, dude.
Brother butcher.
All right. Richard in Orange with a Jim Ward request for a gymitation. Hi, Steph. Could you get Jim Ward to call Scott Walker tomorrow morning saying he's Ronald Reagan? I'd like to see if he falls for that one, too.
Well.
He might be dumb enough. Reagan, I better take that. What's that?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm happy for your support.
You do know I've been dead for years.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Governor Walker, it's Coke. Where's my latte? Get it over here. I'm waiting.
By the way, you know,
he
it's hard.
You wouldn't drink latte? That's gay in French. Well, gay in Italian, technically.
Yeah, technically.
I fund the ballet, my friend. Bring me my latte. An inch of soy. Chop, chop, Walker.
You know, it's hard to find a present Republican more awful than Governor Wanker at the moment.
Walker.
Excuse me?
Walker.
No, you, Walker. I just met her. All right. All right. So, this... I don't... Who are these people? Who are these people, Jim?
Who are these people?
Representative Paul Braun, is that his name?
Yeah.
Of Georgia. U.S. House Representative Paul Braun, at a town hall meeting in Georgia in the 10th district he represents, was asked the following question. Who's going to shoot President Obama?
Wow.
Do you want to know his answer?
What?
Well, I guess he's a real man and said that's a horrible thing to say, right, Steph?
Maybe I think the only answer should be, why don't you wait right there while I call the FBI, while I call the Secret Service? No, he said, you know, the thing is, I know there's a lot of frustration with this president. We're going to have an election next year. Hopefully, we'll elect somebody that's going to be a conservative, limited government president that will take a smaller, who will sign a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. That's your answer to who's going to shoot President Obama? I mean, what?
That's inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable.
Not even a second of, you know, that's inappropriate rhetoric. I mean, I seriously, I hope the Secret Service has paid a visit at this point, at least. Oy vey. All right. 70, that took my breath away. That's the moment I have every now and again when John Comstock hit me in the stomach with the basketball and we were playing dodgeball. Because we ran out of the dodgeballs and we had to use basketballs. And
No medicine balls? Yeah. There wasn't a medicine ball around to hurl at your head?
17 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. 23
Funny
minutes.
Funny every time.
Yeah. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800.
Steven Tyler stealing your act.
Yeah. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Jim, who said, I find it disturbing Governor Walker apparently considered disrupting the protests. Really, Governor? You thought about that? The governor of Wisconsin actually thought about planting people in the crowds who might turn these peaceful protests into something ugly? For the governor of our state to suggest he even considered disrupting these peaceful protests is a serious thing. We need to hear more from him on exactly what he meant. I hope the media will keep after it. Who said that?
Andy Griffith.
No! The mayor of Madison, Mayor Dave...
The guy who ran against
something
it.
Polish.
Yes, and I'm Polish, and I can't pronounce that. He was on Ed's show last night. Jim, who said, I call on Governor Walker to explain his troubling and unsettling comments? Who said that?
Gomer Pyle.
No, Madison Police Chief.
Surprise,
Noble
surprise,
Ray.
Surprise.
And this one should be easy because I just did it before the break. And the tip is, this was in June of 2009. Who said of the auto bailout, does anyone really believe that politicians and bureaucrats in Washington can successfully steer a multinational corporation to economic viability?
Jim Conway.
No. John Boehner, the Boehner. Mr. Wrong, Wrong, Wrongy McWrongerson. Always Wrong, Wrongyson.
Only for the last
by the way,
15 years or so.
Have you seen the union workers going to get profit-sharing checks? They're already bitching about that. They have... turn this company around. Where did they? They earned $4.7 billion in 2010. They're giving to the hardworking the workers who took so many concessions, pulled them out of this. Innovative. They're about ready to become number one again. They're getting, I don't know, checks around $4,000 or something, and that's
$4,000.
Yeah,
that's outrageous.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
Hmm. Guys on Wall Street are making only a million times that.
Yeah, exactly. Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Don is an excellent example of how well wedge issues work for the Republican Party. You could hear in his voice how much he was.
Oh, they're going to use God and gays again in the next election. You wait.
Yeah, you could hear in his voice how much he was wrestling with it, with his ideology. He just couldn't reconcile his support for the unions with his religious convictions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He just couldn't.
Yeah.
When you consider it, Acts of the Apostles is like the ultimate union. I mean, that whole book is about how these guys came together, lived together, pooled their resources, took care of each other, and created a community.
Yeah.
Where they all worked together.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Filthy Reds.
Okay, let's go to Gigi in California. Hi, Gigi. Welcome. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, good morning, and the MOOCs, too.
Yes.
It's my first call. I'd like to just make a suggestion that from now on, we refer to this group of Republican Stepford people as the Republican Brotherhood.
Yes.
Forget the Muslim Brotherhood. We'll call them we have to focus on the Republican Brotherhood, and I think that we should, just for comedy, we should give them an outfit that they should wear, and I think
Dunce
it
caps?
Should be similar to what Mickey Mouse wore in Fantasia.
All
with
right.
A big pointy hat and
there
the cloak with the stars.
All right.
Yeah, they'll go for that.
Yeah. Yes, wear the hat.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's going to pay for that costume for every single Republican?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Remember the brown shirts they already invested in.
Yeah.
There is a Republican Wisconsin State Assemblyman yesterday.
Somehow the Democrats believe that these bargaining rights don't have any cost to taxpayers, and unfortunately we know that they do.
Mm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. Collective
bargaining
rights?
Doesn't have costs,
no,
you
doesn't.
Mo, Ron.
You what?
Cutting taxes for the richest people in Wisconsin, however...
Quiet.
Does
add we
to
don't talk about
say.
That. Shh, shut up.
Governor Mitch Daniels, a Republican in Indiana.
He's simply trying to do something that we did in Indiana in 2005. It's been indispensable, not only in balancing the books of the state, but in transforming state government so it performs better. You can get in and out of an Indiana license branch in 9 minutes right now. Your tax refund, if your owed one comes back, twice as fast as it used to, on and on. And that could never have happened if we had remained saddled with a collective bargaining agreement like the one that he would like to get out of.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah,
you
so know, he's got the same thing going on in Indiana,
it's
obviously.
It's so inconvenient for us to have people get paid for working.
That really
gums
really
up the works.
It's dragging us down.
I'm having the hardest time respecting Republicans anymore, you know, and people always say, oh, you miss your liberal freedom here, don't you like one Republican? And I'm like, I mean, what happened to this party?
By the way, this Terry Brennard is California SEIU, making the same point I've been making.
The compact public employees make is they're going to receive less in compensation for their job in exchange for a better, more secure, and decent retirement.
Yeah, how can people not get their minds around this? This is what we promised them.
Yes.
This is the deal we made with them to get them to work for less. You know,
promises
now, through no fault of their own, we have pissed away in many cases. Governor Walker gave tax breaks to corporate. There's reasons why there's no money left in some instances, and it's not their fault.
Also, Wall Street.
And on top of that, they're still willing to go, okay, well, okay,
right.
It's not our fault, but you don't have the money now, so we'll take these concessions.
Also, Wall Street ran away with a lot of the money
Thank
from these
you.
Pension funds.
Yeah, exactly.
It was absolutely no fault of these hard
yeah,
workers.
Exactly. Main Street pays again for
yep.
Wall Street. I mean, I don't know if you, Jim, did you see Matt Taibbi on Bill Maher last week?
No.
I mean, you know, he was talking about, I mean, you have to, you know, break it down and make it simple, but he said it's like, you know, selling oregano is weed. I mean, what they did, these Wall
right.
Street guys, and they got away with it, largely. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The shot?
She was in the 70s.
I guess it's better that way.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. Voice deity Jim Ward is performing live.
Live?
Live tonight in Los Angeles.
Yes, if you're in the Los Angeles area, go to Kulax Woodshed. That's K-U-L-A-K-S, 5230 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, North Hollywood, at 8 o'clock sharp Pacific time. And if you can't make it to the greater Los Angeles area, you can watch it online. Yeah,
awesome.
How cool is that? Kulax Woodshed, K-U-L-A-K-S, Woodshed, one word, .com/webcast. And that's 8 o'clock tonight.
And we just put a link to it up at Stephanie Miller's Facebook page.
And so I really hope we don't suck tonight, because we're going to be live.
Live. Online. Oh, yeah, but in the days before video, you could just suck and no one would know any about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
40 people there, you know. All right. By the way... We finally have an answer to what do you have to do to get fired if you're Charlie Sheen? Well, call the Alex Jones radio. That was just one radio show too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh dear. Charlie Sheen on the Alex.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls because I don't have time for these clowns. I don't have time for their judgment and their stupidity. And, you know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives. And then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You're fired.
Oh, dear.
I guess all the drugs didn't do anything to quell his ego.
No.
He just didn't tamp it down.
No, he said, I was told if I went on the attack, they'd cancel the show. And so.
You're fired.
They did.
All righty, then.
All right, then.
Because it's about the only sitcom left on TV.
They shut it down for the season, and there were four more episodes they had to shoot.
I'm sure they can.
Well, more work for Emilio.
They'll be, exactly.
All right, maybe they'll make another that Garbage Man movie, part two. All right, let's...
Charlie Sheen found CBS's threshold of douche.
That was Men at Work,
the
by the way. That was
Men at Work, thank you.
That's the name of the movie.
It's so sad you know that.
I know a lot of
Men at
Little
Work without hats.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? Can't do it again. Glenn Beck on the radio.
Forget about what names they're going to call you, because they're going to call you worse down the line. Especially if I'm right. They're going to call you dead. That's what they'll call you, dead.
I don't, really know what that was about, just the left. Well, is it a caliphate-y news? I can't tell anymore.
He's trying to do a thug accent.
Yeah.
You know, that, see, because union people.
Oh, union I
people
see.
Talk
yeah.
Like they're all mobbed up. You see,
yeah, I
every
understand.
Single.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm in three unions.
Warns me
so
about
I'm...
the union and the Uden.
Yeah, Jim Ward's a triple thug, apparently.
Yes, union
You've
sounds
heard
a little bit like Uden, yeah.
You've heard of triple threats. Jim Ward is a triple thug.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Rush Limbaugh on a... Wow, somehow this thing about Libya became a whole conspiracy on... Okay.
Obama's spiritual mentor for 20-some years was, probably still is, a big fan of Gaddafi's. Reverend Wright.
Oh.
Reverend Jeremiah Wright made at least one pilgrimage along with his close buddy, the Reverend Farrakhan, to see Colonel Gaddafi back in 1984.
Oh.
So there's an alliance there, you can say, between Minister Farrakhan, Reverend Wright, and President Obama.
I call it an axis.
Friends of Gaddafi.
Oh, I see. He's a friend of Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's a friend. As opposed to Bush, who made him an ally.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hasn't the president been speaking out quite a bit about what's happening in Libya? And...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're allies. They're friends.
They're best buddies.
Why did the right even bring up Reverend Wright anymore? Because that just reminds us that Obama's not Muslim.
Yeah. I know. All right. Peter Johnson? Oh, he's new on Fox and Friends.
And redundant.
This is morally and horribly reprehensible. The world is laughing at the United States.
Yeah, because
these Democratic legislators would say, oh, we're over here in the hotel. We're ordering hamburgers. This is so cute. We're not going to come over here.
Okay.
This is incredible.
So can this
You've got to agree, Rachel. I mean, this is incredible.
Actually, the world isn't laughing. They're sending pizzas
in
support of the protesters in solidarity. Yeah. Okay, Michelle Malkin, Fox and Friends.
Just a simple lack of moral clarity and a continued Keystone Cops approach to these crises around the world. I think a less generous explanation is that somehow this president seems far more willing to give the benefit of the doubt to the most virulently anti-American regimes as opposed to... you asked about Egypt, an ally of ours for the last three decades.
So we should support Mubarak.
Yes. I know. That's what I'm saying. I've read some good analysis of Libya. We've talked about, first of all, you have to be very careful, particularly while there's still Americans in the country. Yeah. I mean...
Exactly.
It's just they will criticize him over anything, having no idea what's even going on behind the scenes.
Why didn't he just bomb Cairo?
Yeah.
It worked in Iraq.
Yeah. In fairness, Fox News does ask them tough follow-up questions.
Oh, come on.
Michelle Kilmeade? Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's Brian Kilmeade. That's a typo.
Michelle is what got him out of the Navy.
I thought it was a spawn of Kilmeade.
No.
JFK must have had it all wrong. It's really about what your country can do for you. That's what the Wisconsin protesters think. So have we become a nation of entitlement? Civilly.
You're entitled to an answer. Not now.
What?
Oh.
Workers want to get paid for working. What is that? They want to, live in their houses and send their kids to college. Where do they get off?
Were these the people telling us that it was, people, not the government, and now they're defending the government and hating on the people?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to do this to you. We have to end with Dennis Miller.
Right? Chachi.
I'm a couple years in with this guy now. And I'm not sure he's serviceably bright. I'm not sure he's very bright anymore. This is a bad man here. You have a chance to make a statement to bad guys all over the world. And we're in a comedy of manners with him. It's sort of mincing.
Mincing.
So he's dumb and gay.
The first gay joke has been thrown out. The president is mincing. Oh, wow.
She'd go in there and just bomb the crap out of people, Chachi.
Yeah, a real man would go invade the wrong country.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, that ended the it was like a short, vomitous kind of, it's like one of those rides that was, really short but violent and nausea-inducing.
John told me something interesting before the show.
What's that?
John is no longer welcome on the Dennis Miller Show.
Oh,
really?
That was a long time ago. No, I was on his TV show.
Okay.
That was a thing with him just being kind of crazy and paranoid more than any kind of political. I used to do a TV show on CNBC.
Oh, I'm not welcome anywhere anymore. That's all right.
Especially on Fox News.
Oh, exactly. In fact, haven't they barred anyone from coming on my show from Fox News?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
it's hard to achieve the double bar. I'm barred from going on there, and anyone is barred.
So it's like if they don't think about you, you don't exist? Is it that sort of thing?
They pushed me into the cornfield.
Yeah.
Nancy in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie, Chris, Jim, and John.
Yes.
Hi.
Well, I want to thank you guys for covering this Wisconsin story. I think what's really going on here is in Wisconsin and other places around the country are that the moneyed interests want to eliminate our public service jobs so that they can replace them with private non-union jobs and make a profit.
Yep.
They are not doing this to save the taxpayers' money. They're doing it so that they can make a profit.
Exactly.
It's already been done in, I think it was either Arizona or Nevada. They've got some private correctional facilities there. And in Pennsylvania, they have a youth correctional facility. And they're making money.
No, Nancy, you know what?
They arrest.
It's the same story. Absolutely right. It's the same story all over. Look at Jan Brewer. It's like they think nobody's going to get wise to these things where, she's, Jim, what's the story there with privatizing the prisons and then, her buddies make money off of it.
Exactly. Yep. So they create laws that produce more customers for their little business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that they can trip people up and make a profit on incarcerating people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this Koch brothers, this fake prank call, it's just stunning. I mean, I don't understand. He took a bribe, essentially, hey, how about I fly you to California and thank you for all this? Well, that would be outstanding.
No bid contract.
I would be thrilled to take that bribe,
wow.
Mr. Koch. Thank you. All right, Ray in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ray.
Yeah. Hi, Steph. I'm on my way up to Madison. Got my signs in the back. And what we need to do, two points. What we need to do is give this thing a name. We've got enough momentum now. We need to give something name it something. I would just suggest the American Revolution of 2011 or the American Revolution 2.0. And then we need to resurrect that FDR statement about the economic royalists. And that's what one of my signs says. Mm-hmm. This is the American Revolution of 2011. This time it's against the economic royalists. Because that's what these guys are.
Yep. I like the Cheddar Revolution myself, but we're cheese lovers here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, we love cheese.
Cheese. Okay.
It's democracy against aristocracy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not left versus right anymore. It's the working people against the upper 2%.
Yeah. Trisha in Madison. Hi, Trisha.
Hi. I just want to tell you about this clever sign that actually my 2-year-old came up with. I was reading Marvin K. Mooney, Will You Please Go Now by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
And after I read it to him, I was thinking, I'm like, Scott Walker. I'm like, I wonder what his middle name is. It happens to be Kevin. So I made a sign that says, Scott K. Walker, will you please go now? Instead of writing by Dr. Seuss, I wrote by the people. And I drew it out verbatim, colors, everything.
Wow.
Just like the book.
Does he leave on a Zumble's A?
People love it.
Because you're exactly right. He's stealing all the Who Berries and all the Who Beast from everybody.
That was a different book.
I know it. It's still
different. Put them out on a Zumble's A, am I right?
What? Pardon me?
Marvin K. Mooney went on a Zumble's A. I'm outing myself as a Seuss geek. On your way, Marvin King. You might like going in a Zumble's A.
Cork Horton doesn't hear a who. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
Doesn't scan well.
He is a Cork Horton.
He's a Coke fiend.
Exactly. Let's go to Jeff in Madison. Hi, Jeff. Hello.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know all this thing with the Scott Walker talking about sending troublemakers into the crowds out there. Well, I actually looked it up on a legal website about Wisconsin statute about conspiracy to commit a crime.
Uh-huh.
And Wisconsin statute 939.31 says basically anyone who has an intent to commit a crime or agrees to combine with others for the purpose of committing a crime, if one or more of the parties to the act conspiracy does an act to effect this object, can be fined, imprisoned, or both. It's a Class B felony. And according to the same website, it says that the criminal conspiracy requires at least two people to form the conspiracy, but there is no maximum limit to the number of conspirators that can be involved in the conspiracy.
Are you talking are you talking about specifically him saying, I thought about putting some troublemakers in the crowd?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And it says there as well, all parties to the conspiracy need not to commit the crime, but rather only one person intend to complete the criminal act.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. It seems a bit of a stretch.
Conspiracies never happen. They're imaginary. Everybody knows that.
I mean,
it's
I don't know.
It's always coincidence.
I mean, I don't know all the legal finer points, but I just, you know, the fact that there's not more, I mean, and I think there is a lot. Everybody, I've heard a bunch of people on TV say that is all anybody's talking about in Wisconsin is this call, you know. But I know somebody was saying, like, Chris Matthews put it in the sideshow. Like, you know, yes, it was a funny prank call, and Governor Walker being a dummy, yes, while funny. I mean, the stuff he said in there, I mean, that to me is the most egregious part of it. Not just I thought about that, but the fact that, oh, yeah, I didn't do that, not because that would be the wrong thing to do, or, gee, maybe some innocent people are going to get hurt. It's just, oh, yeah, that just wouldn't work politically. Yeah. Like, there was nothing discussed in that call that wasn't about what works for me politically.
Mm-hmm.
47 minutes after the hour, we continue more Fridays with Fuglesang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
What's all that noise?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah. The best hits of the early 90s.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, boy.
It's Mama and the Mook Thugs. 52 minutes after
Word.
The hour.
The Fooks.
True dat.
Mugs. Mugs. Hit me. We're mugs.
1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Caitlin in Cleveland is on. Why? Because she's in fifth grade.
Oh.
Caitlin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about the fact that my mom works for a union.
Yay.
Awesome. Hi. Hi, Chris. Hi, Steph. Hi, Jim. Hi, everyone.
Hi. All right. Go ahead.
Hi. Tell us.
Testify, sister.
Yeah. My mom works for a construction unit called the Pipefitters Local 120. It's a private union.
Woohoo!
In the offices, and we just think that it's great that people are standing up to the Republicans, big business, and, you know, making their voice, because with the Republicans, they're going to destroy the middle class without unions.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin, as you know, Mama is a childless loser. How old are you in fifth grade? Like 40? How old?
I'm 10.
Oh, you're 10. Okay. I don't, you know,
40
I have...
in the fifth grade.
I kind of, it's all a gray area for me, Caitlin. The whole childhood thing.
I'm one of the two officials for fifth graders.
Awesome.
Oh, of the Stephanie Miller Show. That's right.
It sounds like you've been indoctrinated.
Good job, Caitlin. All right. Thanks for calling, honey. You know you're
Thank
the future.
You. Love
you're
you
the
stuff.
I love you. You're the future. You know I do. I believe the children are our future. Oh, dear. Oh. I am pathetic.
Stephanie
I really
believes a wine cooler is her future.
I really yeah. don't. I'm such a freak of nature. I don't really, I have no idea like what age. You remember our affiliate person? I was once going to buy something for her kid.
Yeah.
Because I thought it'd be nice. Where was I? Oh, up in Monterey. Mm-hmm. I told this story. And I'm like...
What are kids like?
The woman looked at me like I had three heads. I was like, my friend's kid is, two.
This,
what?
This big.
How tall is it? Does it eat? Does it walk yet? Like, what? I don't even...
What do those things eat?
It's about yay high.
I literally had no idea what size to buy. I was like, do they walk yet? Is it, do you need the snaps or is it a...
Do babies like chainsaws?
Do they wear actual shirts? Oh, that was the other story.
Yeah.
My other childless loser co-host tonight in New York, we're looking for a baby shower gift.
Yeah.
In New York, and we didn't know what, we just went in a hardware store. Does a baby like a chainsaw? What does a baby like? I don't... What do you buy a baby?
Well, nothing at a hardware store.
Listen,
I mean, we were short
on time. You don't know where the baby stores are.
There must be something made of Nerf in a hardware store.
No, it's called hardware for a reason. It's hard. You hit stuff with it.
Duh.
It's baby's first plunger. Isn't it exciting? Look.
Well, that's how you can carry a baby around. You know, just put the plunger on its head.
Yeah.
You know, and then carry it around.
I'll never forget the look that woman gave me. I'm like, what? How tall is it? Does it walk? What size is that sort of person?
How old was the child?
I can't remember. 2, 3? Who knows?
Yes, they walk.
I don't know. I'm like, how big is it? I don't know how big. What size do I buy?
You are so precious.
Oh, honey.
Oh, bless your heart. You're such a loser.
Yeah, but you have no children, but you also look young and healthy and happy.
I thought 40 was a good spitball for fifth grade. I don't know how old you are in fifth grade.
You must have been in fifth grade at some point.
You 3? Are you 40? I don't know.
Well, she was in fifth grade so long ago, how could she possibly remember how old she was?
Exactly.
All I remember is Mr. Raymond was my teacher, and I was afraid I was going to get my period that young, and then I'd have to ask a man what to do. That's all I remember. And my mom said, Steph. Oh, just ask him for a Band-Aid if that happens.
What?
You want to talk?
A Band-Aid?
A Band-Aid?
Do you want to talk about that, Steph?
No, I really don't. Okay.
You want to just rock in the corner in a fetal position for a while? That's horrible.
It sounds like you haven't.
I'd have thought
that's traumatic when you have a man teacher in the fifth grade and you're afraid of girl things happening and you don't know how you're going to talk to him about it.
It sounds like you need someone to talk this through with.
Yeah.
Listen, I need someone to talk a lot through with. There's not enough hours for all the stuff I got to talk through.
Wow.
All right.
Well, when I had female teachers, there's a danger of boy things happening, but those were kind of fun, actually. But,
that's horrifying.
Yeah. When you had to go up Jim and give an oral speech in front of the class.
Jim has never and will never have erectile dysfunction. Even back then, everything's working fine. Okay. Caleb made me think this is a great piece on CNN.com. Wisconsin, a Waterloo for the working class. It is true.
Yep.
This is no less than a Waterloo for the working class. they write, there should be no illusions. What is unfolding in Wisconsin and a half dozen other states may be the beginning of the end for American labor. Both the corporate leaders who are funding these initiatives and the Republican Party valets feverishly trying to push them through state legislatures understand this. The billionaire Koch brothers, for example, have pumped money into this Wisconsin effort. Their energy and consumer products conglomerate was a top contributor to Walker's campaign. They must be giddy with anticipation, knowing how close they are to their longstanding goal of removing any significant opposition to their rule in American society. Too dramatic? If anything, it's an understatement.
Uh-huh.
No, but no one anticipated the counter-mobilization that has galvanized workers in Madison, Wisconsin, and elsewhere. Union labor recognizes that this is it, a Waterloo for the working class in America.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a lot of good points in this piece. When Walker and other governors complain public sector workers receive better pension or health care benefits than do private sector workers in the states, they may be right, but this is because workers in the much larger private sector, with unionization rates now about 7%, down from 35%
right.
in 1955, have already had their pensions, their health care benefits, and their working conditions gutted.
Uh-huh.
About 35% of public workers are unionized. Yeah, I mean, just a lot of good
It's like, how much more
how
greedy do you have to be?
Oh, a lot more. We can be much greedier.
There's no end.
You can't have that air. We're going to breathe it all.
Gutting the union's not good enough. We got to skin it, eat it, and kill it. Wear it.
Eat it. Okay. Yeah. It's really, it cannot be.
Field dress it.
Like Sarah Palin would field dress a moose.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, it can't be understated how important all this is. We've got all of that. Pardon me?
No, never mind.
58.
Oh, boy.
It can't be understated.
58 minutes. Can you show some respect? My eggs have recently died. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Of course it is. It's Friday, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour. You know what Friday means.
Are you having a party or something?
Yeah. Non-stop.
Oh, and remember, Friday is
Fridays with Fuglesang.
Shitter's on fire.
That's right.
Mm.
I survived the right-wing radio show I was trapped in 2 weeks ago, and
last
week I was in Central America, missing you guys down in El Salvador and Honduras.
Missing you, loving you, madly.
Were you funding the Contras or whatever?
Well, now you've outed me. I was down funding the Contras illegally after Congress passed a stuffy old law saying I couldn't. No, they're still fighting the drug war in Central America, and I went down to do stand-up for the troops there. And in Honduras, they live in these like wooden cabins like the others lived in and lost, and they were never meant to last that long, so termites are actually eating our military base in Honduras.
I had no idea we still had troops down there.
And you know what? I love doing military shows. They're great, and you know, you can do a lot of political stuff. They're awesome, and they're cool, and really wonderful crowds.
You are a hot humanitarian, John Fuglesang. I told you I went out with other humans last night, which is why I missed the first segment on the show, and you had to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
However,
that was Mr. Coke filling in. Actually.
My friend Trish talked my ear off half the night and half the people at the party about you.
Because
somebody was saying how smart and funny you are, and she's like, "Have you seen him? Have you seen him? Oh my God, it's a hot, and it's a hot." God, you drive the girls crazy.
Damn.
It's those long, luxurious locks.
Exactly.
I wear a score with pheromones.
StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoie, voice deity, Jim Mortar, me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, it's another unsolicited testimonial to the power of the Steph Show and the Steph sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Corrine and Ruby. Ruby's a puppy dog. Hey, Ruby. Hi, Steph. A fun note from Ruby, my pup. We got our Cedarside this weekend. Oh, Cedarside.com. Why, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let's tell them Stephanie sent you. We're thrilled. After Ruby got a sore in her neck from the spot treatment I was using, I freaked and was just giving her a bath every few days. Between the fleas and the many baths, she was a very itchy girl. Giddy, itchy, itchy, itchy.
You are so weird.
I mostly just talk to my dogs, that's why. We have been... We've been using the Best Yet for about 4 days and have not seen a flea. She's itching less by the day. Being a hippie chick, I'm thrilled this non-toxic product works. And just look at the happy smile on Ruby's face. Look at the smile on Ruby's face! I was out at a party last night, and that's what people are puzzled when I speak to them like that, but I'm not used to being outside my home speaking to humans.
You speak to Hal like that.
People get me a drink. I'm like, thank you! What is a good girl? Thank you! Who's a good girl? Give mama a drink.
Who wants
a
tip? Do you give the waitress a pat on the head instead of a tip?
Oh, good girl. Yeah, I told you. I told you, two gay guys came up to me. They're big fans of the show. And I said, that's good boys. Good boys for listening to the show.
And then you forced your number into their hands.
I did.
Like, call me, please.
I didn't.
Are you going to start following people to the bathroom to pick up their poop?
No, that's cat owners, Jim.
Oh, I am beyond weird. All right, Jim. Who said this of the whole Wisconsin, et cetera, situation? Up until now, this corporate assault was not aimed at the destruction of public sector unions and the decent jobs and benefits they were able to negotiate for workers. Public employee unions have agreed to concessions in the face of state and municipal budget problems across the country, as they have in Wisconsin. But asking them for more, taking away the right to organize and bargain collectively, tramples Americans' human rights. Who said that?
Frank Sinatra.
No! This guy on Rick Fantasia on CNN.com, a great piece about Wisconsin is the Waterloo for the working class.
His last name is Fantasia?
Mm-hmm. Shush!
Wow. What? Okay, sorry.
Who said Americans may not fully grasp what is at stake here, but we fail to do so at our peril. Unions have made their mistakes, but they are the only defense workers have. Without viable unions to serve as a counterweight to corporate power, America's working people and their families are at the mercy of the largest and most powerful economic organizations on the planet. Ironically, while mobilizing to destroy unions here, U.S. corporations have been somehow able to thrive in foreign countries that have much higher unionization rates, where labor movements have much more influence in society. Who said that?
Tony Bennett.
Rick Fantasia, this CNN Wisconsin Waterloo for the working class piece. Okay, and finally, who said if there were no labor movement in the U.S., there would be no Social Security system, no Medicare or Medicaid as we know them. Unions regularly provide power and pushback at attempts to privatize or cut back. No limits to child labor or hours worked or safety standards or any ability to prevent or respond to unfair or despotic treatment by employers. Whether in unions or not, American workers hold these protections because of unions. How long they will last if the unions are destroyed? Wisconsin is either the beginning or the end, or it's a beginning. Which side are you on?
Tom Jones.
No, Rick
Jack
Fantasia.
Jones?
CNN.com. Check it out. Good piece.
Jack Jones.
Dick Trip, Rick Fantasia.
At least he wasn't named after Mary Poppins or some other Disney film.
Yeah. Right.
Dumbo.
You know, Rick Fantasia is like a gay glam rock star from the 70s?
All right.
Yeah, it sounds
Michael
like Gary
Goodman,
Glitter.
President of OPEIU, that's the Office and Professional Employees International Union.
You know what
OPEIU?
I'm down with OPEIU.
Yeah, you know me.
You know me.
They are a group that represents, among others, podiatrists, spoke to them right after I broke my foot.
Oh, really?
They were very helpful. Like, is there a podiatrist in the house? Eric Bollard also joins us Monday, Rude Pundit, and of course, Mondays with Edie McClurg. Tune in then.
Hooray.
Thank you. All right, let's check in Wisconsin and see what's happening this morning. Sarah in Wisconsin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be able to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
So, Wednesday I was driving into Madison, and there was a small person sleeping in the back seat, and Chris did something that made me whoop with agreement so loud I woke him up. Oops.
Was that a child or a small person? Are you in the circus?
No, he's two.
Oh, he's so two.
He's just a little bitty boy.
Okay.
But the statement of the fact that union members and public employees are also taxpayers.
I made that point, not Chris. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Both of you
well, I
said
did
it,
yeah, I think Jim made it. I think I didn't do anything. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Pardon while we just fight among ourselves for credit.
So happy to have that said. Actually, this morning I was talking to a Republican friend of mine who said the exact same thing. She's changed sides politically because of this. She's like, I can't believe I voted for that blankety blankety blank.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I went along with and let myself be brainwashed by that. So,
this will be so great if this turns this everything around, Sarah. And then the real David Koch actually calls Scott Walker and goes, good job, you douche nozzle.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Nice. You can't clean my pool anymore, Scott.
Everything.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, Cabana
thank
boy.
You. Thank you, Sarah.
Give me another mojito.
I was thinking, because, you know, it's getting festive in Madison. I thought maybe she had a mini kiss in the back seat. I thought maybe she was driving a minivan to the protest.
Mini kiss. That's what they fought at Iwo Jima for mini kiss.
Kiss, a tribute band in comprised entirely of little people, in case you thought we were making that up. All right. I don't know. It was a little person in the back seat. How do I know? It's, you know. What?
It could have been the mini a queen.
Oh, it could.
Scaramouche, will you do the pandango?
Yeah, we are causing seizures.
Here we go. All right, we've fallen down the minivan rabbit hole again. You can tell it's Friday.
Public Enemy.
You can tell it's Friday, and I'm tired and unprepared because we've fallen down the minivan rabbit hole. I like big boys, and I can't lie. It sure makes a little.
Yeah.
You got any mini Leonard Cohen?
No. There's no band that does Leonard Cohen.
Everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
without
Robert.
Without their clothes, everybody knows.
Robert in Arizona.
Leonard Cohen.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, I feel like you guys are having way too much fun this morning.
Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. I know a lot of attention and stuff has been going, been focused on Wisconsin and Ohio, but there's some stuff going down here in Arizona that's just crazy. Our governor, I know you mentioned Governor Brewer here a little bit ago in the last hour, that she and State Senate Republican Russell Pierce are trying to remove 1.5 million people from Access, which is our state Medicaid program. They're trying to abolish it completely.
Yeah, well, that's part of what's in the bill in Wisconsin, is getting rid of Badger Care for kids. Mm. I mean, it is stunning the breadth and the width of the things that people, Republicans, are trying to do around the country.
Yeah, it's just insane. A lot of the stuff that's going on in that they're trying to propose in Wisconsin and in Ohio and the other states is exactly what's going on here in Arizona. You know, we have a group of people down in Pima County that are so upset that they want to secede from Arizona.
I heard that.
Okay. Jim, we got to get the chopper fired up. We got
to
go get Austin. We got to go pick up Madison.
Mm-hmm. Tucson. Tucson. We got to pick up Tucson.
Yeah, wow. Up Tucson.
He's going to see the Sexy Miller, Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. It's got to be like the CH-64, I think it is, twin rotor thing.
Yes.
Pick up all that stuff.
John in Asheville, we got to stop and get Asheville in Chapel Hill. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, John, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you guys mentioned in the last hour that he said, I thought about putting troops in the field, you know?
Yeah.
No, he said we.
Yeah. No, well, this is what the police chief is saying. I'd like to know who in his cabinet did he discuss this with and who, you know.
Right. When he said we, that's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you say that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when you say we, it's a conspiracy.
Yep, I hear you. All right, honey. 17 minutes after the hour, we continue Fridays with Fuglesang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is too weird, man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
That's right. Betty, the official girl group of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yep.
Love them. Out partying with two of the Bettys last night.
And that's why you were late this morning.
That's why. Mm-hmm. Listen, John Fuglesang did the most hilarious Koch brother impersonation. It was a skit of all skits.
And somebody had to fill in. Yeah. You working people don't like to work.
And you could hear it again if you subscribe to the Stephcast. Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, that was tidy.
That wasn't too ham-handed.
No, not at all.
All right. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, I had read another unsolicited testimony. I think it was to Cedarside. Can I just applaud some of the fine salespeople that are working at many of our stations? Our Clear Channel station here in Los Angeles, KTLK, I know Green 960 up in San Francisco, and a
great
lot of places doing the Lord's work, doing mm-hmm. selling and making money and doing great. All right. What? 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. So top Senate Democrats, by the way, have informed the White House they are putting together a 7-month continuing resolution that will include some spending cuts outlined in the president's proposed budget. So here's the thing. This is sort of happening, you know, in Wisconsin and elsewhere, and it's going to be happening in Washington. We're going to see if these Republicans are going to negotiate at all or whether they're going to shut down the government. One analyst saying if the GOP leadership backs less ambitious cuts proposed by Democrats, meaning negotiate, as we've always done in our democracy here, they'll face strong opposition from the teabaggers. I mean,
exactly. That's the corner they painted themselves in.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's a lot in common what's going on in Washington and Wisconsin right now. Let's go to Tom in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Stephanie. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Can I be the official historian of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been wandering around the Capitol protesting and taking photos for the last week, and my mind kept wandering toward other popular uprisings against the government back in history, and I kept locking on the Whiskey Rebellion. So here's the name for this one, the Pizza Rebellion.
Yes, it has been fueled by pizza, that's for sure. Let's go to Diane in Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yes, I was wondering why is it okay for Hannity, Beck, and Limbaugh to be a members of the union, and yet they don't want anyone else to be a union member?
Well, because it's a great big yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Right-wing hypocrites!
That's why.
That's right.
All right. Diane in Illinois on the prank call. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, go ahead, Diane.
Governor Blagojevich, who was indicted for talking about giving a Senate seat or bestowing a Senate seat on someone.
Right.
He never actually did it, but he was indicted for.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, that's a good point, Diane.
For conspiracy, right?
Governors have coercive powers.
Right.
To do things for fundraisers or people they think have influence or to enrich themselves that they are not legally allowed to do politically, you know.
Well, Diane, I think that's exactly what this police chief was talking about. And as our previous caller said, the governor used the word we. Yeah, we thought about doing that. It's like, okay, who exactly discussed this?
And what?
Yeah.
We need to do an investigation to find out exactly who we is.
Yeah, exactly. And exactly what they were discussing is illegal. Let's go to...
Well, we've met the enemy and he are us.
Some more on prepositions and Carrie and dangling participles. Carrie in Chicago.
Leave my dangling participles.
Hey, Seth, how are you?
Good. Go ahead, Carrie.
Just wanted to let you know that Eric Cantor came out this morning and said that the National Republicans are going to do what Scott Walker's doing in Wisconsin. I am a former union steward. I'm engaged to a battalion chief on the Chicago Fire Department, Firefighters Local 2. There are rallies all over the country. I'm going to one in Chicago tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be going to Madison on Monday. But
now, when he says they're going to do what they're doing in Wisconsin, you mean they're going to accept a bunch of prank phone calls?
They may do that, too, but they want to dismantle public service and public service unions.
Yeah.
And it's time now, I think, for President Obama to say something. I mean, now it's gone national.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Jim, we got to start revving up the Jimitations. We need to start thinking who we can prank call Eric Cantor as. John Boehner.
Do we think Obama will speak out about this?
You know, well, he has, obviously, but, you know, this is what Ed Schultz has been saying, you know, is to come to Madison. Yeah. I mean, it's because this really has mushroomed, you know, although, you know, John, I don't know what you think. You know, he may think this is speaking for itself, what's happening. I mean, this is, you know, once again, a people's movement, and it's... I don't know. What do you think?
Well, he really needs Wisconsin to win. I mean, that's an essential.
Yeah.
And the fact is that the majority of Wisconsinites, according to the latest polls, are against this bill. All eyes are on this. I think a lot of Republicans are avoiding giving voice to any opinions until they see where this goes because they don't want to be cast as bad guys. But,
yeah, although some of them already have said Walker should compromise. I mean, he has painted himself into a bad corner here.
Yeah, it is. But it's a great corner for people who believe that collective bargaining agreements hurt deficits, but tax cuts for the wealthy don't do any damage at all.
Yeah, yeah. They're free, as we know.
And thank you, Tea Partiers, for believing that.
Real quick, let's do Eric in Phoenix. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, good morning. Hi. Love the show. Not to get off topic, but here in Arizona, they're denying transplants and health care to low-income people.
Right.
And but in the Arizona Republic this morning, there was an article about how they just gave money that could have went towards health care to a rising star within the Republican Party who's actually a sheriff in Pinal County.
There's plenty of money for that.
Beautiful. Mercy. All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Fridays with Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It might have been a mistake to open that second bottle of wine.
Well, live and learn.
34 minutes after the hour. It is Fridays with John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holla!
Huh? Hey, it's a good day to have the ecclesiastical mook here.
Why
please take your organ out, please. Oh, well, because of the whole gay marriage thing again. Here
Let's
we go. We've
this.
Fired up the religious right. Who knew that we... Things were they were still around. Tony Perkins has been activated, Jim.
No, Mother Blood, no.
Norman, get out of the shower. Give someone else a chance.
Not that one.
No, that guy.
He's
using all the hot water.
No, yeah. The Family Research Council guy.
Oh, that guy.
He's much scarier.
Actually, I like this headline, John. What about you? Conservatives vow to make gay marriage a 2012 issue.
Okay,
I think it's a great headline.
You go with that.
Yes, that'll
get kind of jobs they're trying to stop.
Yeah, that'll get all the kids on your side. Angered conservatives are vowing to make same-sex marriage a front-burner election issue nationally and in the states following the Obama administration's announcement that it will no longer defend the federal law denying recognition to gay married couples. By the way, I thought the Republicans were all the states' rights people. You know what I mean?
They were, yeah. And the government not interfering in our lives? And it's more all about jobs and the economy?
Yeah,
right.
But this is what, well, Ted Olson, who I've had a chance to talk to a couple of times, you know, since this whole Prop 8 thing, this is why he makes such perfect sense to me. We've created this class out here in California, which is where Prop 8 came from, of people that are in sort of legal limbo land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing in a way that DOMA does. Like, how is your basic sense of fairness on that? So a couple is legally allowed to get married in, let's say, wherever, right? Massachusetts. And they move. Someone gets a job somewhere else and moves. And so then they're no longer married and they don't get rights in another state. I mean, how is that?
Well, this schizophrenia exists because the Republican Party serves three different masters. The golden calf, Christians who support Jesus as a god but don't follow his teachings, and guys who like Tom Clancy books. And these are the three demographics that they bow down to. And so when the golden calf doesn't give a damn about the gays, and they've got to throw a few bones to the religious right to prove that they still care about it, even though they really don't.
Like Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein out here, said, I opposed the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996. It was the wrong law then. It's the wrong law now. My own belief is when two people love each other and enter the contract of marriage, the federal government should honor that. So Tony Perkins.
No, Mother Blood! No,
not that
no I just so explained that it's
All
not
right.
that guy. He said the president was kind of tossing a cultural grenade into the Republican camp. If they ignore this, it becomes an issue that will lead to some very troubling outcomes for the Republicans, which methinks maybe that's why the president did it.
And they're so judgmental. You know, it's so unchristian, all their judgment of gay people. If God didn't like gay people, he'd stop creating them every day. Same with Mexicans and marijuana plants, by the way.
Yeah.
And Jesus said nothing. Jesus never said a damn thing about gay people or about abortion or about premarital sex. If you're a Christian, it's not your job to judge your gay friends and relatives. It's your job to love them.
Well, and I have to say, John, we've been talking about this all week, that what's going on in Wisconsin, don't ask, don't tell, don't... I mean, are we really awakening this sleeping giant that elected Barack Obama? One analyst said the gay community will rally behind Obama all the more eagerly, as, you know, we've been saying... that they should. It's hard to imagine that with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and this decision, there will be anything less than enthusiastic support, because obviously there was a lot of grumbling that things were not moving fast enough, and, you know, it does reaffirm this is the guy that we fell in love with when he said we have some, you know, some gay friends in the red states and we worship an awesome God in the blue states.
Exactly. The problem's not Obama or the Democratic Party. The problem's not the greedy Republicans. They're just doing what they do. Greedy people have always been around. The problem is everybody who voted for the first time for Obama in 08. People got all riled up for Obama and then went to sleep. And because Will.i.am didn't write a catchy rap jingle for the midterm elections, didn't bother to show up then. Wisconsin is beautiful because it's getting people off of Jersey Shore and back into reality.
Yeah, exactly. You turn on the TV and go, wow, we do care about something. We care about basic fairness for American
Wisconsin,
workers.
Wisconsin and Egypt have finally given us our first two inspiring reality shows that were real.
Right, and now, with DOMA, I'm reading here the piece, Associated Press, in California, where the fate of the same-sex marriage ban is in the hands of a federal appeals court, gay rights advocates welcome the administration's action as a validation of their plan to get the U.S. Supreme Court to consider the gay marriage issue. While the California case obviously doesn't hinge on DOMA, lawyers for the two couples, one of the two couples we went out drinking a couple of weeks ago, Chris Perry versus Schwarzenegger,
and sushi
she
with
and
her
wife, delightful. She, suing to overturn Prop 8, are relying on many of the same constitutional arguments made by the Justice Department. Ted Olson, obviously one of the lawyers, said the federal government's stance bolsters the position taken by Schwarzenegger and Jerry Brown in their previous roles when they decided not to defend Prop 8. It does mirror it exactly. The effect, he said, will be very persuasive as judges weigh the case. So, and I think the key thing here, opinion polls show a steady rise in Americans' embrace of gay rights. Anybody under the age of 40 doesn't care or actively supports it, says one pollster. Five or so years ago, Obama's decision might have touched off fierce Republican criticisms. Reaction Wednesday was comparatively sparse and muted from mainstream GOP groups, which I think, here we go. It's these dinosaurs like Tony Perkins. And
exactly.
No, I'm on their plot.
No, no.
Yes,
okay, never
different
mind.
Guys.
Okay,
and gay Americans have proven more than anybody that if the people lead, the leaders will follow. What the gay community has done in the last 25 years has been the greatest increase in progress for any social group in American history.
But isn't this funny, John, that we're, you know, I remember, Jim, you remember you guys, even as long as, when was the year? 2004 with John Kerry saying, oh boy, I wish we hadn't brought up these gay issues right before the election because they used to win elections with this.
Right.
Well, that's also
people like Ken Melman used to help them win elections with stuff like this.
Right.
Well, guess what?
Oops.
Yeah, I mean, things have turned. How hilarious is this? We might win elections because of this. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the one bringing up, you know, God, guns, and gays, maybe, you know?
It's not as fun to condemn gay marriage when you don't have a self-loathing homosexual running your party anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think it's telling. Most of the Republicans weighing a presidential bid were silent on the DOMA thing, as was Senate Leader Mick Lipless.
Right. Even Glenn Beck.
Mitch McConnell.
Yes. He didn't even come out of his shell to make a statement about it.
No. Glenn Beck came out as not being against it.
Mike Huckabee was the one exception. You know, he said, I think it was a boneheaded political move and a boneheaded policy move. Okay.
Whatever.
All right. By the way, he and Mitt Romney just need to have sex and get on with it, for God's sakes.
Wow.
Hate another man that much unless there is a white hot passion.
Huckabee's only going to run out of hate for Mitt Romney.
I know it. That's what they're
saying. He can't raise the money.
He may run just to knock him out of the race in Iowa.
And Palin, too.
Yes, one pollster said the country's moving and it's moving fast. No one has lost an election in the last 10 years over gay marriage questions. So it's interesting to have them be the ones that are out of step on the fringe, right? The Washington Times. I love this. This just seems like some sort of old-style newspaper headline.
Yeah, old-timey.
Department of Justice, DOMA decision, part of Obama's strategy to force the radical homosexual agenda on America.
I thought it was the radical Muslim agenda that he was pushing.
I don't know.
Huh.
The Times editorial is entitled, President Abandons Marriage.
What?
No, you're maybe thinking of Newt Gingrich or somebody else running for president. The president's marriage is very strong. Thank you.
Abandoned marriage is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Karen in Madison. Hey, Karen, welcome.
Hi, and happy Friday to all.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to run a scenario by you, and it has something to do with all the bad bills that are being brought up in the states right now. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. There is a group.
You are so Wisconsin nice.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Thank you. There's a group of bank robbers who repeatedly rob a bank, and they do this over 20 or 30 years. And each time they get away with a few trillion dollars, and then they never get caught. Needless to say, the bank, it gets weaker and weaker financially, and finally it has to declare bankruptcy. Meanwhile, the robbers have gotten pretty wealthy from their robberies, and they decide to change their clothes and form a consulting business for restructuring the very bank that they had robbed over the 20 or 30 years. So they go back to the bank, and they're in their nice suits, and they convince the bank to sign a long-term contract with them. And one of their first actions is to point to some of the tellers and the maintenance workers and say that bunch are the villains, and if they will cut their benefits and bargaining rights, then the bank will start to get back on its feet. Also, the robbers say that in order to have their fees paid for, they suggest that the tellers and the maintenance workers have that attached to their salaries.
Yes, so it's a very elaborate analogy, but I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My question is, what's wrong with that picture?
Everything?
Yeah. You know, it seems the strongest argument that the Republican leaders have these days is to pit one group of good workers against another, like, say,
yeah,
the
exactly.
The state
public
workers.
Versus private unions,
exactly.
Taxpayers versus union. Exactly. All right, Karen,
okay.
What if all of those bank robbers and the corporations and were on a train moving toward Madison at 40 miles an hour? All right, I don't know. I was just getting off into
a word problem.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's Friday, and I haven't that much sleep. I can't get my mind around whatever that is.
And you're still drunk from last
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
Still
what?
Drunk from last night.
What? Buddy in Columbus. Good
he
morning,
can still
buddy.
Taste the roofie.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, Mama. There's two things. There's one, real quick. After 11 days of protests in Madison, do you know how many arrests there's been?
Yeah,
zero.
None.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. None. But the other thing is, not only is Walker stupid, but his aide is so stupid, surprised he doesn't get his unit caught when he zips up his pants. Someone calls in and tells him, I'm one of the richest men in the world, and you can't call me back because my maid put my only phone in the washing machine. And I would fire her, but she works too cheap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The aide's like, oh, okay, we'll call back in a couple hours.
Even
Rebecca would pick that up pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody gets past Rebecca, for God's sakes. All right. Yeah, I called one of my union buddies yesterday, and I'm like, this is really Stephanie Miller. It's not a prank call. We're not that dumb on our side.
Yeah.
All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's all anybody in my class is talking about.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's not my name.
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name.
My name is...
That's not my name.
Uh-huh.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that's right. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, I love when people send me little campaign artifacts from the 1964 campaign featuring my dad and Barry Goldwater. JC has sent me... Did you see this? Look, it's an actual... I don't know what it's from, a newspaper. It says, the winning ticket, Goldwater Miller.
Cool. Not yeah. really.
Ride with ride with the winners for Greater America.
No, they were far from winners.
Yes. Vote Goldwater Miller Tuesday, November.
No.
Five states did, and Arizona.
Yeah, five states that were really racist.
In the deep south in Arizona.
Yes,
Shut up!
In the nuke the con belt.
What states did your father win? Okay. The president's carny on the situation in
Jay Carney.
Libya, sure.
Yeah. Colonel Gaddafi has tried to suggest that the United States was behind the uprisings. Now he's searching around for somebody else to blame.
Jim, you made this point earlier in the week. You know, that's why you need to be careful and not be a chest-thumping moron. Because, you know, you don't want Gaddafi to be able to use that.
Exactly.
And there
were
Americans that weren't out of Libya yet.
Uh-huh.
P.J. Crowley, State Department spokesman.
The military is fully involved in these discussions and doing its own thinking about options that can be presented to the president.
And he went on to say this.
There are some chemical weapons-related materials that remain in Libya today, but they are not in weaponized form. And we believe that these materials remain secure, but we are closely monitoring the situation.
I think that means you got to start bombing immediately. Don't think about it. Just go.
Blow
it up real good.
Yeah, because here we go, like clockwork, Fox News... The president's statements are pathetic and wimpy. Whatever happened to speaking as one voice during times of international crisis in delicate situations like this? WorldNetDaily .com. It's titled "Obama's Mystery Links to Gaddafi Uncovered."
Awesome.
That's why he's not saying
Never mind
anything.
The fact that Bush made Gaddafi an ally of America.
Right.
But Bush signed off on that.
Yes.
Which was Obama's fault in some way.
Yes. Well, of course it was, because Obama's a Muslim who's got a bad Christian pastor.
Exactly.
Does anyone think this belongs in the Isn't It Ironic file, that while the normal worker in America is fighting like crazy to keep their jobs and their rights in this economy, Charlie Sheen, what the hell do you have to do to get fired? Well, apparently...
You're fired.
He finally had to do this.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls because I don't have time for these clowns. I don't have time for their judgment and their stupidity and, you know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives and then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, you got plenty of time now.
God.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Time to sit back and watch another show.
You know what I learned from that?
What?
Never do a radio interview while on crystal meth.
Mm. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
He called into Alex Jones' show. That's the boy.
That's where you go for hard-hitting celebrity news.
He unleashed a shocking rant against Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm. Oh, great.
Because it's their fault.
It's about time.
I think they're linked to the Masons. Or possibly the Shriners.
He said, I was told if I went on the attack, they would cancel the show. Well, you were right there.
You're fired.
He said, do what you're going to do. I'll go make movies with superstars.
Yeah, how's that film career going?
He didn't even get
in Wall Street 2.
He also ripped into AA, calling the organization a cult and a bunch of losers, who he claims are brainwashing his family into thinking that he has some sort of problem. Despite his behavior, Charlie said he plans being back to work on his CBS show when production resumes on Tuesday.
I wonder if you could pay every porn star and hooker in L.A. to just tell Charlie Sheen how funny John Cryer is on that show. That'd be awesome.
You know, I understand parents, but Martin Sheen apparently wants us to leave Charlie alone. We're lucky he even performs for us. He said...
Leave her alone! All right. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards!
D-listed writing, Martin Sheen doesn't really understand why people keep making jokes about Charlie Sheen being a porn star eating crack-smoking mound of mess. Because to him, drug addiction is a disease like cancer. Well
says
not exactly.
No.
You know, cancer is less curable, I think.
Yeah, having just been out with a good friend who's survived several rounds of chemotherapy, I'd say that's not exactly a great analogy.
Yeah. I think I respect Martin Sheen for raising all those grandkids that Charlie sired, but yeah.
By the way, Charlie Sheen has responded to the cancellation this morning.
Oh,
he sent a letter to TMZ.
Why doesn't he just call us?
I don't know.
He's called every other radio show.
He sent a letter to TMZ and he said, quote, I gracefully ignored this folly for 177 shows. Chuck Lorre can't handle my power and can't handle the truth.
Wow.
Then Sheen urged, quote, all of my beautiful and loyal fans to embrace this show for almost a decade, to walk with me side by side as we march up the steps of justice to right this unconscionable wrong.
Wow.
Wow.
Self-important
God.
Much?
What? Oh, I hope I wonder if he's going to get 70,000 people protesting for his rights to snort coke off a hooker's ass. Oh, he's supposed to be in production getting paid $1 zillion a week.
Wow.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, the crew.
Yeah, the crew's getting screwed.
Yeah, the actual union crew, of course. There goes those greedy union people again, hoping to get paid.
Well, we finally found CBS's threshold of douchebag with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many women do you have to beat up before they will pull your show? And it turns out, insult the EP.
Well, that's the other thing, John, people were pointing out. Like, that, apparently that's no big deal, you know?
Yeah.
The fact that he pled guilty to...
Who among us hasn't beaten up a hooker in the plaza while our kids were in the next room? Come on now.
Can I have my O Canada, please? Because thank you, Canada. Thank you, Canada. The D-listed writing, the quacked-out quades are all yours, Canada.
Yeah.
Canada just got a major boost in the craziest country in the world contest because the government announced today they will not ship Randy Quaid and his partner in foolery, Evie Quaid, back to the U.S. to face vandalism charges for squatting in their former Santa Barbara home.
Oh, boy.
It's war now.
This, and don't blame Canada. In this case, we can thank Canada. Thank you, Canada. Keep them.
Steph, can I plug something?
Maybe Charlie Sheen can go up there, too. Yes? Yes, John?
Charlie can plug a lot of things.
Yes.
I just want to tell the folks about tomorrow night at the Throckmorton in San Francisco, Mind the Gap with our friends Chris Overton and Kelly Carlin and Dylan Brody and Chris Penna and a whole lot of great comics.
Oh.
I won't be there, but I'll be opening off-Broadway and laughing liberally for a number of weeks with Baratunde and Lee Camp, and that's going to be, I'll be doing that for about 7 or 8 weeks, and that opens in March.
Fabulous! Mm. Fabulous! Yeah. Yay
Lots
for you.
Lots of smart comedy out
can
there.
Can we find out more about that at johnfuglesang.com?
You will be able to after this weekend when they send me the link.
Okay, good.
All right. Jeff in Salem, Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jeff.
All right. Good morning, guys. Hey,
morning.
You know how Fox is on pretty much everywhere, right? And people mostly half listen to it, right?
Right.
You know, they're not really paying all that much attention. But so I finally understand what the pundits are doing there. They throw a whole bunch of electric fear mongering buzzwords into these non sequiturs. You know, I'm sure it's right on the teleprompter. They'll say something like, "Obama walks into a bar, communist, and orders Gaddafi burger, and radical gay progressive unions put salt and pepper on it, France." Ripping off taxpayers, Reverend Wright.
Very good. Yeah, Jim, there was another mistake, I'm sure, in the Chiron department, Fox. They flipped the numbers.
Huh.
Of, because obviously people largely they're in support of the protesters, they flipped them.
They're so careless that way.
Yeah. All right, that's it for us. Don't forget Monday, Eric Bollert, Rude Pundit, the president of OPEIU, and Edie McClurg.
Whoa.
That's it for us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If mama brings a tear to my eye, she gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4WOMAN.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the